Governor Noem says the state is in a historic position. That's because of what she calls a principled approach over the last year. It's a reference to Noem's decision to keep the state open while others were shutting down.
I believe it was our commitment to conservative principles that put us in the position that we're in today. It was our respect for the rights of the people. It was our common sense, conservative values, and the principles that we hold dear in America. And in short, it was our trust and our respect for the people who live here and those that we serve. So going forward, we should trust this model and continue to stay true to what we believe in.
Noem never imposed statewide stay-at-home restrictions early in the pandemic. There has not been a statewide requirement to wear a mask. The governor did close schools last spring, and after a COVID outbreak at the Smithfield Foods meatpacking plant, she issued an executive order keeping elderly residents in Minnehaha and Lincoln counties in their homes. Since then, Noem has resisted calls to respond to the pandemic. More than 1,800 South Dakotans have died. The federal government flooded the state with about $5 billion in stimulus money. State Senator Reynold Nessebe says the state is doing well because of that money, some of which is still unspent.
There was farm commodity payments, there were the direct payments from the Treasury, there was extra $600 a week for those that were unemployed, there were PPP loans on top of the $1.25 billion that we got in CRF dollars, and much of the CRF dollars we've been able to recode as general fund. So that's the main source of that revenue.
State budget wizards will meet this week to set revenue targets. From there, lawmakers will start to create the state budget. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.